With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New developments coming out of the Middle East. Authorities say several U.S. aircraft have gone down in Kuwait. All pilots able to safely bail out. They are being treated for injuries. No official word, though, if those planes were actually shot down. And one Iranian strike hitting apparently the U.S. Embassy compound in Kuwait early Monday morning. Smoke and fire has been seen rising from the compound. No word yet on any casualties. Correspondent Donna Warder on what's next for Iran.
Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said in a pre-recorded message aired on state TV that a new leadership council has begun its work following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other senior leaders in U.S. and Israeli airstrikes. And Iran is vowing revenge for Khamenei's killing, with its parliamentary speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf saying in a televised address Sunday that President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have crossed our red line and must pay the price. I'm Donna Warder.
The military action forcing a number of countries to halt flights across much of the Middle East. That action leaving countless numbers of people stranded. Christy Elmer is from New Hampshire. She's stuck in Dubai.
If you look at where we're at, just across the water is where the Fairmont was hit. And so, you know, we're just trying, as we hear, you hear a lot of explosions at times. You know, there's hundreds of them. And so when we hear them, we sort of just stay near the windows just in case the glass was to break or there was something, some impact.
Many others also stranded. This is SRN News. A lawmaker in California moving to protect churches.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove has introduced a bill that would increase the penalties for disrupting a worship service. The legislation is a response to the recent invasion of a Minnesota church by protesters opposed to President Trump's immigration policies. Grove's bill would impose felony penalties, including fines of up to $5,000 and 16 months in jail. Other states are considering similar measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
World Council of Churches sharply condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted many Christians. Predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of that country was bombed last month. Spokesman says these ongoing attacks are grave violations not only of international law, but also human dignity and the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. Of the head of the Family Research Council warns Republican leaders not to ignore abortion in the midterm election cycle. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump made no mention of pro-life priorities during last week's State of the Union address, and FRC's Tony Perkins says ignoring the issue could be a vulnerability for the GOP.
The rank and file understand it. I think the president doesn't completely understand it, but there was a poll just recently released that shows that this is a very important issue for Republican voters.
The president also recently suggested that House lawmakers give a little when it comes to federal funding of abortion services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Heated U.S. Senate races in Texas entering the final stretch before voters decide Tuesday who will be going. That involves both Republicans and Democrats. More details, srnnews.com.